Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
I'm talking about the game. The mental game, you know, la cabeza, you don't got it.
The rough is extra thick this week.
All you're trying to do is to punch it back into the fairway. Yes. That's it. You have no expectations and you fail.
This is Primetime on the Fans U.S. Open Week.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. Don't wait for comfort with Area Heating and Cooling. Go to areaheating.com today, your local train comfort specialists. It's hard to stop a train.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Lumber, I own two lumber yards.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is Rop and Suk, your sports bros, Tuesday.
Rocking you on a Tuesday. Is
we
Rob
are rocking
like
you. Damn right. Good show today. We're goofing off. Coming up in the club tonight, 6 to 7, we have a follow-up to Trump Un, or Kim Jong, I guess I should say, their big summit.
Boy, some of that stuff is just, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it.
We also have Satan is a crocodile news.
Yeah, we didn't get to that yesterday.
Nope, I mean, that's at the top of the list.
We know that Satan's pretty cool, but I didn't know he was crocodile cool.
So we'll have those items for you in the club hour, 6 to 7. This hour, Steph Curry is in rarefied air, and we're going to do a segment on clickbait. Jeffrey Arnold got my click today, and I'm pissed about it.
Isn't it bad when one of those things actually gets you, like you're on Twitter and it's like 36 random historical facts? You're like, well, there goes a half hour of my life.
Instantly I clicked and read the article and read the comments too.
Whoa. You read the comments on that thing?
I wanted to see what the fans were saying.
Oh God. Never, ever, ever, ever read what fans are saying about Blazers trades. Ever.
Well, the comment section.
That is not a good exercise.
The comment section is the worst
place
on earth.
I'm so sorry. And listen, I'm sorry to say that because I know we have a lot of listeners who love that kind of stuff, but I'm here to tell you, man, like if we responded to every fan who said, oh, hey, what do you guys think about this? I figured it out. It works on the Trade Acceptor app. We could get LeBron. Here's how it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, every fan comes from a different place in terms of their knowledge of the CBA and, you know, and all this. And it's just like, oh, my God, it's a futile exercise.
It can be very difficult.
Well, let me blow your mind then for
fantasy
a second.
Fantasy trades about your team. But every fan does. I mean, I totally get it. Every fan does it. I was going to tell you a story. Before you blow my mind, Mike, I was going to tell you a quick story that when I was back in Kansas City, and I was at KU, actually, and so I worked in the sports information office at KU. And that means that you get to do stats and stuff for the KU basketball games.
Okay.
And everything. Get a front row seat to all the KU games.
Oh, that's
great.
Cool.
And one of the guys who they, so all those guys, you know, you see down on the scorer's table doing all the official things. They're all guys from around the community or whatever. And they, or they're from Kansas City and they bring them in and they have a sports background and they're official and cool. And they're always down there. Right.
Okay.
And one of the guys that they used to bring in on a volunteer basis was a guy by the name of, and now I'm going to, God, what was his name?
I think for the purpose of the story, it doesn't really matter.
His name.
You could really say any name you want, and we're not going to question it.
Well, I want you to be able to Google him so you know I'm telling the truth. He was the assistant general manager for the Royals.
Okay.
And I can picture him, but I'm going to have to dig up his name. And he, and I struck up, because I love the Royals. I was a huge Royals fan, obviously. So I struck up conversations with him. I was like, ooh, you know, very subtly. And one day, because
sure they were subtle.
Every right, looking back, maybe not, but they were to me. At least, look, put it this way:
have you heard of this Barry Bonds guy? Have you considered maybe getting him?
Well, put it this way: he was engaging with me. Like he didn't blow me off. I'm like, oh, dude, this guy likes me. I'm gonna be the next GM of the Royals.
Okay,
I'm gonna jump him on the ladder. It's a little young yet. I just need to get a...
You're a little green.
Yeah.
Need some seasoning.
So we're riding in an elevator together. And he asked me, can you imagine the general manager of your favorite team? And he asked you this. He says, so what are you thinking? What should I do? What kind of trade should I make? Like, he opened, and he was just, you know, obviously.
Yeah, he was just throwing it out there.
He was just being fun.
Did your sports pants start bursting at the seams?
They did, but at the same time, I was terrified because I didn't have
nothing.
A fan trade holstered. I didn't have that one letter that I wanted to write the GM and tell him, dude, if you just do this, the team is going to win multiple championships.
I wonder if, like, GM bro, if that would be a great, like, party trick. Like, if he just, like, because when he walks into a place, like, you go to a wedding. I went to a wedding a couple weeks back and didn't really know anyone there. And the first guy that I was introduced to came up to me, and his first thing was, hey, I know you're not going to want to do this, but I got to ask you about the Blazers. And he kind of launched into it. I'm sure Neil gets that. GM bro gets that everywhere he goes. How great would that be if that's his go-to to try to jam people up? All right, so what's your plan? And then no one has one. Like,
It's like, what fan is not ready with that question, right? Like, they're going to.
From the GM, I'll bet you that 9 out of 10 fans just trips over their own, you know what?
Right.
If confronted with that by the GM,
so
bro.
So I made something up on the spot, and it included Ken Griffey Jr. I remember it vividly.
Give it up Hal McRae Jr. and somehow you end up with Ken.
You mean Brian McRae.
Brian McRae, excuse me.
Yeah, he might have been a part of that deal. With him.
Yeah, we'll get that.
But I just like, oh, man, I totally blew that. I should have had something so realistic in my head that I could have proposed to him that made me look really good. And like, hey, you know what? I want you to come work with me, be an intern or something.
Like CJ McCollum and the number 24 pick for Kawhi Leonard. Because that was on Oregon Live today.
I know.
That was one of them.
That's why I'm pissed they got my click, but they did. And so
the number 24 pick and CJ for Kawhi Leonard.
We'll get to that. We're going to do a segment on clickbait. Now, Mike was going to blow our mind, I think.
The Oregon Live cesspool of a comment section, and I do agree with you. I like reading it for fun because I like to laugh.
It's dangerous.
Actually was probably about 95.5. In agreement with us saying this was one of the worst trade articles they had ever read, saying that none of them were possible. Literally none of them were possible. They were just pipe dreams. And I was like, good on you guys, because you're right. They were like, the most realistic is the Kyle Korver trade. I'm like, yeah, probably.
Dude, I just know that when you venture into the comment section of any article,
it's not good.
You are asking for it. Whatever comes your way, whatever sort of evil, ignorant, hateful S that seeps into your brain, you asked for it.
Well, I thought that Jeffrey Arnold, if you don't know what we're talking about, he posted a list of 17 Blazers trades. And of course, like, why did I click that? But I did.
I did too.
And I just went, oh my God. And then I got about halfway through. I'm like, I'm done. But what was I going to say? I was going to say something very profound.
I don't know. You got about halfway through it and you're like, why? Why did I do this? But that was the whole point. The whole point of that was to get clicks, and it got your click.
But he said on there, he wrote a paragraph before he gets into the trades. He's like, look, I'm just throwing stuff against the wall here. But I thought he did say that all of the trades worked out salary-wise.
Yes, on the trade machine, you can go through and see. Plus, the Blazers have trade exemptions. They have like a $13 million one, a $3 million one. But yeah, all of them work out in fantasy land. If the other team doesn't have a GM and you're on like NBA, 2K17, you could make these deals. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that guy's name's on the tip of my tongue. I'll find that right now. We're way behind. So let's get to the hot 5 at 5.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
Refreshed by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Download the reward app and start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences, game tickets, and rewards.
Number 5. Who is Nick Nurse? I don't know.
I didn't know before today. But he's an NBA head coach now.
Yeah, so the Raptors fired Dwayne Casey because they keep getting swept by LeBron James. So they thought that they would just bring in Dwayne Casey's assistant coach to coach the team. And his name is Nick Nurse.
The final piece is in place with Nick Nurse.
Now, he's got to be white, right?
With a name like Nick Nurse, I'm going to go white. but I'm not super confident on that.
Have you Google imaged him?
No, I just read the story today.
He is indeed white, and he looks like...
By the way, I tried typing in Nick Nurse, and it auto-corrected to Nice Nurse.
That's my wife.
Yeah.
Nurse
Nice.
Well,
Nurse Nice. This was not... Oh, he looks like a Nick Nurse.
Look at him. He looks like a kind of a bloated David Duvall. A
little bit.
Kind of a real, like a young frat bro.
Yeah, because he's got like the goatee but no mustache.
Yeah, what's that all about?
And he's wearing like horn-rimmed glasses, four. Like a Drew Carey sort of thing.
Interesting. Anyway, Nick Nurse is going to coach the Raptors. Draymond Green will turn down an extension with the Golden State Warriors and says he wants the Supermax next season.
So we may actually see the first of the dominoes to fall. They're not going to give him the Supermax.
No.
Well, in order to get the Supermax, by the way, he has to either win MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, or be All-NBA. And Defensive Player of the Year, All-NBA, one of the three teams, that's a possibility. But if he gets that, he's eligible for $200 million-plus Supermax deal. And if he gets that, that'll be the sign that the Golden State Warriors don't give enough, that they're willing to pay $1 billion for this championship run.
Also, Celtics All-Star point guard Kyrie Irving said Tuesday that contract extension this summer does not make sense for him and that he's already bracing for the daily questions about his future. His sole focus is just getting healthy for next season.
Yes. I'm not going to talk about my future. I'm not going to think about my future. But in reality, that's all I think about.
Uncle Drew.
Number three.
Oh, and Kevin Durant staying with the Warriors.
Yeah, and they said that he can have whatever deal he wants. Here's a blank check. How many years you want? You want to do a short-term deal? You want to do a long-term one? Whatever. And it sounds like Durant's not interested in taking a pay cut, nor is Draymond Green this time. They've won their titles. Now it's time to get glorious amounts of money.
Well, I think it'll be very interesting to find out how much Draymond Green means to that team.
Yeah.
You know, should
well,
he
because everyone says, like, he's kind of the heart and soul and a backbone. You can't lose him. And all this comes down to is, do the Warriors, are they willing to pay $300 million for a roster?
The Dodgers lose another starting pitcher to the disabled list. This time that rookie Walker Buehler, he got hurt in his last start. It turns out it's a right rib microfracture. He took a liner. And so he goes on the DL. So now the Dodgers have Clayton Kershaw, Maeda, Ryu, Rich Hill, and Walker Buehler all on the DL. The only guy it was in their original rotation that's still pitching is Alex Wood.
And you look at the Dodgers, and I know Seager's out for the year. But they're a game. They're 33-32. Like, everyone forgot about the Dodgers. They got off to a horrible start. But if the Dodgers get healthy.
Yeah. They're right there.
Yeah.
They moved into, if you haven't been following the NL West, they've moved into second place. They have the number one run differential still in that whole division, and they are three games back of the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, the Dodgers aren't going anywhere. When they get healthy, when the smoke settles, the Dodgers, like you said, you're going to be right there.
Hey, the Mariners won last night. They are now 42-24.
It's and like half of those have come by one run. It's insane. Although last night they actually won by, what, two runs.
Nelson Cruz hit a couple of dongs.
As did Mike Trout.
Remember when Reggie Bush was playing for the Niners and he slipped and fell on concrete in the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis?
I do remember that.
That tore his meniscus and ended his season. Today, the Rams were ordered to pay him $12.45 million in salary as damages.
Yeah, he sued the Rams and the city of St. Louis, and the judge dismissed the St. Louis part of it. But they upheld the you know, the Rams part, and now Reggie Bush gets $12.5 million. Good for Reggie Bush. I've torn my meniscus like five times. I wish I got $12.5 million.
Number one.
What can I sue?
Number one.
Bush's argument was the Rams allowed a dangerous condition to exist in their dome. And number one, we go back to the NFL for two bits of quarterback news. Andrew Luck has thrown a football. Yes, that is the big story today.
Not an NFL football. But a high school football, and not really downfield so much as checkdowns.
Yeah.
But this is the first time anyone on film has seen him throw a football in like a year and a half.
So he threw a football, and that's really the story.
And
he is a quarterback.
They're claiming that he is going to be ready for week one. So
why would they have him throw a high school football?
It's just smaller. I think they're kind of going through a progression, which tells you how delicate that thing is, that he's not even able to throw an NFL football right now. They are being so cautious with this because it sounds like they tried to be aggressive. And, I mean, it's cost him two seasons. Some people think he may never be the same again. And it's I don't think those people are out to lunch. I think there's some serious questions about what Andrew Luck looks like when he comes back.
Raiders are also already done with quarterback Christian Hackenberg. He's been cut after just 3 weeks. So that trade with the Jets to get him, they will now not pay the Jets a draft pick since he didn't make it to the season.
The third piece of quarterback news, if you'd like, is the Ravens, I guess, are just in love with Lamar Jackson, and they are using him on the field at the same time as Joe Flacco.
Ooh, two quarterbacks.
Two quarterbacks.
I've been saying this for years.
Just to have both of them out there.
It's only a matter of time before everybody in the offense is quarterbacks. How do you stop that?
Well, I'm guessing with the defensive line because no one can block you, but...
Yeah, but the passes, though.
Maybe like five quarterbacks on there. They say that they've never seen an athlete quite like him. They call him a young Michael Vick.
All right, that's your Hot 5 at 5. It's refreshed by Frost Brew Coors Light. Download Coors Light's new rewards app and start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and game tickets. We will do a segment on clickbait next on The Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, I'll warn you now that this segment we should not do. But we're going to do it anyway.
Against our better judgment.
And sometimes the sexy.
What? The what?
Sometimes it's just sexy.
With lovers?
Sometimes that was weird.
I think it's really sexy.
Lovers is maybe the most uncomfortable word you can use to refer to someone.
Sometimes our finest works are the segments we shouldn't do.
Yeah.
So here it goes. Clickbait. Story one. Oregon Live. 17 trades that make sense for the Portland Trail Blazers.
And apparently except for that no they other don't. Team.
Right. It says right on there, on the like the precursor paragraph by Jeffrey C. Arnold. He says, are all of these deals great for both sides? Probably not, but we wanted to get the ball rolling and find out what you, the fans, think about some of the players who may be available on the market this offseason.
Yeah, don't like these trades or think you might have some better ideas, you can use the ESPN trade machine that they've linked there.
Never invite
that. To come
that.
Up with some of your own.
Oh, my God.
This is right. The definition of clickbait,
but
and it worked because
it
all
worked.
Three of our dumbasses clicked on it.
We did. We all three read it. And now we bring it to you, whether you like it or not. But I'm going to insert some college football in here too, because I think another really dumb thing that that college football scribes are probably forced to do is in June, put out bowl predictions. In June.
Well, I mean,
and Phil Steele has put out his Pac-12 football bowl predictions. So in this segment will rotate between great Blazer trade and Pac-12 football bowl predictions.
My favorite is that, I get people predicting the Rose Bowl or, you know, the college football playoff, but who's going to go 7-5 and play in the that ever popular Sun Bowl?
So you tell me, more realistic, the football bowl prediction or the trade?
All right.
Why is he playing this?
Trying to set the mood for love.
Yeah. Blazers.
I guess lovers could have this too.
Trade CJ McCollum, Myers Leonard, and the 24 to Detroit for Blake Griffin. First one on the list.
Right out of the gates.
Damn.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Blazers trade CJ McCollum, Zach Collins, and the 24 pick to Minnesota for Carl Anthony Towns.
And former All-Star Jeff Teague.
Not going to happen. Oh, yeah, Jeff Teague.
Don't forget that you're throwing in Jeff Teague. Because apparently you need to throw in Jeff Teague to make the salaries work.
Teague's a nice player.
Can I say right there that officially broke me? Like, the Blake Griffin one was bad enough.
Second one on the list.
The second one on the list, I went, my God. Like, I clicked on it thinking there might actually be some reasonable ones in there. And I was like, all right, the Blake Griffin one, maybe you're just trying to grab people's attention. Really? You're going with arguably the most talented young big man in the game?
But guys, he's not happy in Minnesota right now and may want to leave.
So you're throwing out Zach Collins?
Why is he not happy?
I don't know. That's
true.
There were rumors and reports out there that he's PO'd.
Yeah, Cat Daddy's PO'd.
There's a kerfuffle between him and the coach in Minnesota.
Are big guys ever happy? Give me a big guy who's ever happy. Like, Andrew Bynum was never happy. Hassan Whiteside's not happy. Carl Anthony Towns isn't happy. Who is happy?
Anthony Davis kind of appears to be happy.
Well, at least he hasn't said that he isn't.
It's true.
DeMarcus Cousins is always unhappy. Yeah, like the Bigs are such a they're such bitches.
Well, maybe it's because you don't get the respect. You always need someone to give you the ball.
Orange Bowl, Phil Steele prediction, Washington, Alabama.
That's way more realistic than anything that's on this list.
How about that?
Well, look, if Washington beats Auburn, that's the key. If they knock off Auburn, I think there's a real good chance that Washington goes to the college football playoff because it gives you – you can lose somewhere along the road, and I do think Washington is the most talented team in the Pac-12. I think they have, if not the best coach, the second-best coach in David Shaw. And you look at their schedule, there's no reason to think that UW, if they can get by Auburn, can't get through that slate with only one loss, and they do that. They're in the college football playoff.
Blazers sign and trade Yusuf Nurkic and trade Mo Harkless and the number 24 pick to Miami for Hassan Whiteside and Justice Winslow. You doing that deal? You know, I don't know that I'd do that deal.
No?
Whiteside has really soured for me.
Well, he soured for a lot of people. He got benched in Miami last year.
I know. And it's one of those things where you wonder if, like, you know, he gets a new... if he's like a focal point with the Blazers or whomever, he would be reengaged, or if he'd just be a bitch there too.
And I haven't seen enough of Miami to know anything about Justice Winslow. I know the kid out of Duke and they were, I don't know, I guess they were high on him.
I don't think he's panned out yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they still think he has loads of potential.
Blazers trade Evan Turner to the Mavericks for Wesley Matthews. What is that all about?
I don't know, but I would do it.
Would you?
Yeah. I would do that in a second. Because Matthews' Turner contract off the books.
Well, and how many? But I'd have to know how many.
Wes makes a lot of money, doesn't he?
Well, so does Evan Turner, and Wesley Matthews to me is better than Evan Turner.
Who makes more? Obviously the salaries match.
Well, and you'd have to see how many years he has left. But if you're telling me that just from a player standpoint, I could have Wesley Matthews instead of Evan Turner, do that deal tomorrow.
I would say slight upgrade. I mean, look, let's not make Wesley Matthews out to be like he's not a.
No,
especially since he came back from the injury.
But at least he can shoot and he's tough-minded, and I would take Wesley Matthews over Evan Turner.
I'm going to look something up. I might just, in just one moment, I very well, or very well may not, blow your mind.
Are you going to try to tell me that Turner better than Wesley Matthews?
You're going to tell me that Turner's three-point percentage is better than Wesley Matthews?
Like I said, I believe that to be a slight upgrade, and I think Matthews' contract is, I think he only signed, when he signed with the Mavericks, I think it was only like 3 years.
All right, so while you do that, I'll give you, this is why I said the UW, if you can get by Auburn, then they're North Dakota at Utah.
Loss.
Which I guess can be a, you know, maybe a tricky place to play, but UW is much better than Utah. Home against Arizona State, home against Brigham Young, win-win. At UCLA, and UCLA is not supposed to be very good this year. That's a win. It could be a tough test on the road at Oregon. But again, you can get a loss in here. And then Colorado at home, at Cal, home to Stanford, by home to Oregon State, and at Washington State that you have dominated. They get by Oregon, or they get by Auburn. Washington is in the Pac-12 title game, and then that's for the right to go to the college football playoff.
Okay, well, I will not be blowing your mind regarding Evan Turner.
So what we're saying is Wes Matthews greater than Evan Turner.
Well, I think he's a slight upgrade. He's hobbled now. He's not what he used to be. But, yes, he can shoot better. He can still defend. We like him because you know what he can bring to the table defensively too, right?
Yeah.
He can still guard. But, look, Evan Turner's not a bum. He just doesn't really fit
with
this team. So that one actually created a hot second of debate. How about that? And before we go to break, and we will continue this next segment, Fiesta Bowl, Phil Steele projects Texas against Boise State.
I'd actually like to see that game.
How about that?
Is Texas supposed to be back?
I don't know if they're supposed to be back, but they're supposed to be improved.
How about that?
Wow. They showed some improvement last year.
Or improved doesn't necessarily mean Fiesta Bowl.
That is true.
All right, we pause.
And get ready for the most ridiculous trade you've ever heard coming up two from now.
Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
You know what I mean.
Okay, we are smack dab in the middle of clickbait radio. And we apologize for that.
Figuratively and literally.
Trader bowl game.
Yes. 17 trades that make sense for the Blazers from Oregon Live. And Pac-12 football bowl predictions. Which is more outlandish? By the way, Texas Boise State, not a Pac-12 prediction. I don't get why he threw that in there. This is from Phil Steele, by the way.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Oops. That's the road rage story. Oh, let's go back to my... Okay, so the last one we had was Blazers trade Evan Turner to the Mavericks for Wesley Matthews. Blazers trade Mo Harkless, Evan Turner, and number 24 to Oklahoma City for Carmelo Anthony.
Ah, we're back to this one. This is actually one that I would not do.
Yeah!
I would want nothing to do with this.
Me neither. Weren't you the one touting they should get Carmelo Anthony?
Well, last year when there was that talk and they were you know, saying that they would like to go get him. And
did he reiterate in Oklahoma City that he is an absolute bum?
Yes. Yes.
You don't want anything to do with him.
No.
I'm with you on that.
He made it loud and clear that the only thing he is anymore is high priced.
Okay. Let me flip screens here.
And by the way, I think Mo Harkless, people forget how young Mo Harkless is. Mo actually may end up turning into something that is nice for you. In fact, he's the type of guy that somehow he'll end up in San Antonio and will become an all-star. He'll end up with Popovich and become like a key rotational piece to a title.
Great little player.
Alamo Bowl, TCU, Stanford. Ooh.
Sign me up for that. I think Stanford, by the way, over under, I think is 8.5 wins. I'm still not buying Costello.
What? No, go ahead. I'm very excited about the next Blazers trade.
Oh, God. That's why I'm trying to prevent. I'm filibustering right now.
Filibustering.
Yeah, filibustering.
My ween's moving.
Until you get to this next one, because it's so bad.
Okay, what were you saying?
Stanford, Bryce Love, who I think is the best running back in the country. I thought Bryce Love was the best running back in the country last year. He comes back, and there's some good pieces there, but I do not buy Costello is their quarterback. I think that guy is terrible. And Stanford, since Andrew Luck, hasn't been able to consistently find good quarterback play. I thought Kevin Hogan, despite all the wins, was very up and down. But their quarterback situation last year was terrible.
Blazers trade C.J. McCollum, number 24 pick, to the Spurs for Kawhi Leonard and Bryn Forbes.
So what you're saying is...
I think it's really sexy.
That one of the top 5-6 players in the league, an MVP type, a multiple-time NBA champion, maybe the best two-way player in the game, not named LeBron James, that what it takes to get Kawhi Leonard out of San Antonio is a one-dimensional guard and the number 24 pick.
Yeah, not just Kawhi. Also some guy named Bryn.
You get that Bryn guy, too. Blazers trade C.J. McCollum, number 24 pick, to Memphis for Marc Gasol and Dylan Brooks.
We doing this one because of the Oregon connection?
Does that tickle you?
Dylan Brooks actually turned out to be a nice little player for Memphis last year.
Nice little player.
Nothing to be ashamed of. So you bring in Marc Gasol, and then you get rid of Nurkic?
Somebody texted in and said this list is cheese butt. next is the Holiday Bowl.
Yeah.
By the way, Oregon not mentioned yet. Yeah. And we're going in order of the bowl games.
Yeah.
Like this, Phil Steele's pooping all over the Ducks so far.
Well, the only time we had a chance to look
June.
The only time we had a chance to look at Oregon last year was in the bowl game against Boise with their new coach, and that didn't look so good.
Holiday Bowl, USC, Iowa.
Seriously?
What do they have USC winning? Because the Holiday Bowl is like what, fourth?
Fourth, yeah.
Not a lot of love for USC, huh?
San Francisco Bowl, Oregon, Minnesota. PJ Fleck, Turdville.
Rowing the boat, huh?
You surround yourself with turds, you're headed towards Turdville.
You know what? I think Oregon's going to be better than that, but I would like to see that game.
You're headed towards Turdville.
Boy, how bad was Minnesota's offense last year?
Oregon, Minnesota, San Francisco Bowl.
Remember that Minnesota-Oregon State game? Ugh.
All right. Next trade on the list. See who the Blazers are getting for next to nothing. Blazers trade C.J. McCollum, Zach Collins, and the 24 to Golden State for Klay Thompson and Sean Livingston.
So again,
that's what I'm talking about.
So again, you're taking a multiple-time All-NBA guy, an All-Star, again, one of the better two-way players in the league, and they're going to trade for CJ so that they can put two very small guards together, which is what they had with Monte Ellis and Steph Curry. And then they're going to give up the other point guard that they have in Sean Livingston.
Was it me or did Sean Livingston not miss a shot in the postseason?
Seems like that way. He's
that guy.
Yeah, he's a nice complimentary piece.
What a wild career.
When you think about it, Sean Livingston was a star in the making before his knee got bent 90 degrees the wrong way. And he's had a nice comeback there. Either I'm wrong here, or that this trade machine assumes that CJ is a top 10 player and that Zach Collins is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Hey, shut up.
Sorry. And that number 24 pick is really, really valuable.
Hey, shut up.
Hey, will you shut up?
Sorry.
Blazers trade Evan Turner, Al Farouq Aminu, number 24 pick to the Raptors for Serge Ibaka and OG... whatever that...
Ananobi?
Yeah, that guy. The rookie. Isn't he a rookie?
Yes, he was, yeah.
No, thanks. No. I mean, sure, fine, whatever. Blazers trade C.J. McCollum, Al Farouq Aminu to Cleveland for Kevin Love and Kyle Korver.
That one is actually somewhat intriguing.
Would you trade McCollum for Love?
I think I would trade C.J. for Love.
I think I would, too.
Yeah. Like, I like C.J. a lot, but I just think he's another one of those guys that just doesn't fit into what you're doing. And I think Kevin Love has gotten a bad rap sitting out there in Cleveland. And I would be intrigued by that, by bringing Kevin Love in.
Sun Bowl, Utah versus Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We're getting down into the range now where when you throw out these bowl matchups, I'm like, what?
This is the whole point. What are we doing? It's June. Really? Like how much thought do you think he put into this? Or did he just draw names out of a hat?
It might be you look at Vegas win projections and you're just like, all right, well, they're supposed to win six games. So we'll just kind of throw them in here.
Vegas Bowl, Colorado, Fresno State. Cactus Bowl, Arizona, Iowa State. God.
Kevin Sumlin, by the way, in Arizona. That could be interesting. And you know that that Tate, the quarterback they have?
The Taint. Is he a Taint?
No.
His name is Taint?
Tate.
Oh.
Tate.
I've always wanted to touch your taint. Gross.
That's disturbing.
We need to clean this show up.
He's like fourth or fifth in the Heisman odds.
Show's garbage. What?
The taint man. The tainter.
You know, I saw the odds for the Heisman, and when I was in Vegas, and I think you did too, you know, they have that sheet over there.
Yeah.
You know who was 50-1? 50-1! What's his nuts? From Clemson.
What's his nuts?
Yeah, the quarterback.
Kelly Bryant?
Yeah. He's 50-1.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I thought about putting a little money on that, and then I thought, why am I betting on the Heisman?
Well, that's not bad. I put a bunch of stupid bets down. It's fine. You throw out like 15, 20 bucks. I kind of forgot who the odds-on favorite was. He surprised me a little bit, but it's Jonathan Taylor, the running back from Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to get a gajillion yards.
I know, but it was kind of one of those things
that 8 million carries.
I just didn't. I guess I didn't think about him. I was kind of going through.
By the way, I will bet you $1 million right now that I don't have that Jonathan Taylor does not win the Heisman. He's not going to win the Heisman.
They only lost one game last year.
Again, he is not going to win the Heisman.
And he's
going to
run for an S ton of yards.
Here's the deal with the Heisman. This is why the Heisman's so stupid. The Heisman will be the best player or best skill player at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Likely their running back.
Well, actually, the highest for Alabama is the guy that isn't even been named their starting quarterback yet. It's Tua. He's the Bama player with the best odds.
But he's not going to win the Heisman. But he might. I mean, he might if they're good again and they're in the finals again. So it's the best player. If he is the best skill player at Alabama, he'll be right there. It will be either him, Luke Bryant. Is he singing country music at all?
Luke Bryant.
Oh, I think he should win the Heisman. He plays a great guitar.
What?
Who's the Kelly Bryant?
Kelly Bryant.
Clemson. And then whoever the Ohio State will be good, and they will have a guy who will come out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's that J.B. Dobbins, the running back there.
Running back, okay.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
That guy. And then who else is supposed to be really good? Is it give me a team.
Well, Bryce Love is, I think, the odds-on favorite at Stanford. Yeah, I
forgot about him. But give me a team that's supposed to be like...
Georgia, like they're from
there
the
you
quarterback
go. There
from
you go.
Georgia.
And guarantee he'll be in it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, it's so predictable who will end up in the Heisman, you know.
Who will end up on the stage.
You know what I mean?
I know who you mean.
Taylor may be on the stage because he's going to put up numbers. I'm going to bet you right now he won't win it.
Yeah, he had 1,900 yards and 13 touchdowns last year.
Bet me, bitch.
As a freshman.
What else do we have? Okay, so I'm done with Phil Steele's predictions. Thank God. Can we get a good trade here? Let's see. Blazers
Thank
trade.
God.
How about this? Blazers trade CJ McCollum to Oklahoma City for Paul George and Corey Brewer. What the F?
What's like a sign in trade sort of thing?
Oh, here's one. The Blazers get Markel Fultz for a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. You like that trade? CJ McCollum, the number 24 pick for Robert Covington and Markel Fultz.
That is one that I would not do. I will pass.
Really?
Last time we saw Markel Fultz, he couldn't shoot. I want nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing. I would keep CJ. CJ is a good player. I think like some of this stuff, like Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, that's ridiculous and it's absurd. But CJ is a proven commodity. Dude, Markel Fultz.
Number one pick, bro.
Hell no.
He's only had a year. I would do that deal for sure.
You would trade CJ for Fultz?
Yeah, because they're not going anywhere. They're the same. I looked at a power rankings today. The Blazers, guess what? 13th.
I would not do that deal.
Is Covington the good three-point shooter that they have, or is that another guy?
I don't know. Okay. He's a nice player. He's a good defender, Covington.
Good talk.
Well, I don't know. Clearly, you don't either. Suk doesn't know anything. Nobody knows. I guess he's a nice player.
I love how fired up you've gotten at this segment.
Blazers sign and trade Yusuf Nurkic, add Al-Farouq Aminu and the number 24 pick to Dallas for Harrison Barnes and Nerlens Noel. No.
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 No. Blazers trade CJ McCollum to the Clippers for DeAndre Jordan and the number 13 pick. Yes.
Yes.
But no.
No.
Blazers trade Mo Harkless, Caleb Swanigan to Denver for Wilson Chandler.
I'd have to look up and see what Wilson Chandler's doing.
He can shoot. Why, though? I mean, who cares? Blazers trade Myers Leonard, number 24. Yes!
Yes!
To Indiana for Al Jefferson?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Let's do that deal.
Something tells me that Indiana would hang up the phone on you, but, you know.
And here's the last one. This is from the Oregonian. Blazers trade Al-Farouq Aminu, number 24, to Cleveland for, wait for it,
Kyle?
LeBron James. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Kyle Korver. And there it is. 17 trades that could help the Blazers, as put forth by OregonLive.com and the great Jeffrey C. Arnold.
Boy, that is some serious, serious clickbait.
Hey, there were a few in there, though, that were kind of interesting. You know.
Yeah, there was about, what, two or three?
I mean, if you could trade, the one that I hadn't even thought of, that, you know, I'm like, oh, if that were on the table, it's interesting. Would you trade Evan Turner for Wesley Matthews? That seems kind of realistic, right?
Yes.
Other than that, I mean, I think Kevin Love's gettable, especially if LeBron leaves.
Yeah. And that'd be like, we
trade CJ.
We both always said this. I think Kevin Love is underrated. And I think there's something to that. Like if you could find a way to get Kevin Love, and it's just, it's a matter of what you value CJ, but we know that the GM bro values him more than I think everyone else does.
All right, coming up next, odds on the next burner account on The Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
Now, from the elements.
Oh my God. Am I on?
Yeah, I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, that was Mike's fault.
Damn it, Mike.
Right there. Wrong
Mike,
button time.
Mike got caught up in Blazer trade hysteria.
Yeah, we're just coming down from a real high on this show. Hey, you win a family four-pack of tickets to the St. Paul Rodeo on Thursday, July 5th if you call us right now. We're going to need the fourth caller at 503-250-1080. That's 503-250-1080. The 83rd annual St. Paul Rodeo is back July 3rd through 7th at the legendary St. Paul Arena. Tickets available online now at stpaulrodeo.com. Well, we got so hot and heavy on Blazers trade talk.
And bowl projections.
And
dude,
yeah.
Don't get me started on Utah bowl predictions. My sports pants runneth over.
I feel like Oregon Live totally outdid Phil Steele there on the clickbait today.
With ridiculousness.
So we got so wrapped up that we have zero time for any more stories before the club.
Ah, rat farts. I did see this on Twitter real quick. Apparently, the Oregon State Beavers have taken on the odds-on favorite to win the College World Series.
Okay.
I just thought that was an interesting one. They were
over Florida.
Over Florida. I think Florida ended up, what I saw, was like fourth down the list. I think people are a little sketchy. They did not look that great against Auburn in the Super Regional. But the Beavs, according to this, were, let me look it up, but I think it was 37% or maybe it was 27% to win, and those were the best odds to win the College World Series.
All right, coming up next, it is the Club Hour, Club 1080, as we like to call it.
Yes, 27% for Oregon State, 23% for Arkansas, 18% for Florida. Those are your top three.
So Trump and Kim Jong-un are buds now, and Satan is a crock. Those stories.
And we've pissed off Jesus Bro over our Satan comments.
Coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.